This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, he will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR Railway Station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belgavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur, Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road, Ragigudda to Electronic City Metro Station. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. More on this from our correspondent.
Vande Bharat service to be dedicated by Prime Minister today will provide comfortable travel option to those travelling to Belagavi in North Karnataka. Vande Bharat service to Belagavi was very eagerly awaited by the railway passengers as it will reduce travel time between the two cities. Another important project is related to Metro Yellow Line that connects Electronic City where top ITBT companies have their headquarters. This line will also ease traffic on Hosur Road that takes us to Tamil Nadu. The third phase of Namma Metro Network, once operationalized, will improve mobility by taking total metro network in the city to 220 kilometers. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
The Election Commission says it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties which have failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties could also not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. National political parties, state political parties and registered unrecognized political parties in the country are registered with a poll body under the provisions of the Representation of the People Act. Delhi's Education Minister Ashish Sood flagged off the Tiranga Run from Tyagraj Stadium in the national capital this morning. Speaking to the media on the occasion, Mr. Sood stated that in celebration of the 79th Independence Day, 7,900 children participated in the run with carrying the tricolour in their hands. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said this meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war. The ministry said India therefore endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts. Bangladesh's Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin has said that the upcoming 13th Jatiya Shongshad National Parliament elections will be held in the first half of February next year. He said that the Election Commission will do everything necessary to hold a free, fair and acceptable election. The Election Commission has issued a press release announcing that the draft voter list will be published today. Following necessary corrections, the final voter list is scheduled for release on 31st of this month. World Lion Day is being celebrated today across the globe. Gujarat is marking a major milestone in the conservation of the majestic Asiatic lion. The Bardha Wildlife Sanctuary near Porbandar has emerged as a beacon of ecological restoration and community-driven progress. As Gujarat's lion census of 2025 records a historic 891 lions statewide, Bardha leads the way in expanding habitats beyond Gir. A strong performance from world number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigyasi saw him defeat American GM Ray Robson to stay in sole second position behind Germany's Vincent Kamer after three rounds of the Quant Box Chennai Grandmasters tournament yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.